The tall, thin carving here is a spirit figure from the Karawari people of New Guinea. Curator Eric Chogren.
These figures are probably one of the most unique portrayals of the human form that you see in oceanic art. If you look at the top of the image, you can see a human head with a very large, bulbous, overhanging forehead. The eyes are almost sort of an afterthought. There's a small mouth, a pendulous beard. What's perhaps most distinctive about these images from the Karawari, though, are these pairs of opposed hooks. Now, these hooks themselves actually represent the figure's ribs, which have been taken essentially and turned from horizontal to vertical.
The shorter protrusion in the midst of the ribs is the heart. So this spirit has features of both a living creature and a skeleton.
Now, sometimes when I give tours of the gallery, people tell me that these images appear sort of surrealistic to them. Many surrealist artists actually drew inspiration from oceanic art. A number of them kept examples of oceanic art in their personal collections. So although you can say that oceanic art appears surrealistic, in fact, it's the other way around.